Zoomer Radio, Luba, and Shadow Dancing with Andy Gibb on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. And now the political jockeying for a position begins, right? Along with lots of speculation. Who is in the mayoral race? Who won't be running? And who has the best shot at becoming Toronto's next leader? Mayor Matlow. Mayor Matlow. You know, that kind of has a nice ring to it.
Guess who's on the line?
Oh, Mayor Matlow. No, our guest is Toronto City Councillor Josh Matlow. Welcome to the show.
You just like the alliteration.
I don't hate the alliteration. I gotta tell you.
Councillor, she's been saying it all morning, but do you like the sounds of Mayor Matlow?
I really appreciate anyone who thinks that sounds good, like that. Obviously it's a wonderful experience having people who believe in the work I do, and certainly it's something that I will honestly tell you I'm actively considering, and it might I don't know what the public will choose, but certainly something that I'm exploring doing.
You've been very clear that that the decision is really a family one for you, right? So your wife and your daughter really weigh into your decision making around this. Any idea when you might float to the public which way you're going to go?
Well, what's really important to me, along with it being a family decision, is that in anything I do, I want to do well. And I said to my team the other day that I wouldn't want to announce that I'm going to be a restaurateur and not know where my restaurant is and not be ready to unveil the menu and hire a good chef. And so I the timing will be based on a number of factors, including just you sort of see the landscape forming, and you've got to make a strategic decision about that too. But there's still a lot being explored, and this isn't the time or the moment to start announcing things.
Okay, fair enough. What do you make of the names in the race so far in terms of high profile names, Gil Penalosa and Rob Davis, and then you have others like yourself, Anna Bailao, Brad Bradford, Mark Saunders, Mitzi Hunter, all considering?
Well, I really hope that one silver lining that might come out of this by-election is along with in my view that I think we can do a lot better when it comes to making our city work and really providing services and infrastructure that aren't falling apart. But I also hope that we can finally have a really meaningful debate and conversation and focus on the direction that we really need for this city. And the last municipal election, I think it's really fair to say that Tory won it in a cakewalk, and there wasn't a lot of engagement, and the voter turnout was sadly very low. So I hope that this really is an opportunity to have a meaningful focus on our priorities, because this city is at a serious crossroads. A lot of people don't know, but even though the budget was advertised as balanced, there's a $1.5 billion shortfall. Services continue to decline. Our infrastructure is crumbling and eroding, and we're not actually dealing with our problems. And we're not investing in the root causes of a lot of issues, including the violence that we're experiencing on the TTC today. And too many announcements that I hear are just always these sort of, what can I cut a ribbon on or sound like I'm doing something, but we're not substantively addressing these issues. And whatever role I play, I want to make sure that we're actually fixing our problems. And that's what I've advocated for. I've been frustrated by the last couple of mayors because I don't believe they've done it well. And, I hope this election means that we can actually make progress.
Well, guaranteed, you'll do it your way if you're mayor. So, I mean, there's always that, right? You'll see these things happen and change if the leadership is the right leadership. Let me ask you, you've talked a lot about just the snow clearing and the snow removal and the big promises this year that it was going to be better. And, it's been a gift this winter, really. We've had lots of mild days, but we have had a handful of storms that are substantial. And there's another one making its way to us probably Friday night. So speak to us about the snow clearing and how all that's gone this year, because we were told it was going to be awesome.
Well, I just I've advocated successfully to get sidewalk snow clearing as part of the package for areas of our city that hadn't had it before. And I've always been advocating for higher standards For the way that snow is cleared on our sidewalks, our roads, bike lanes, etc., for years. And unfortunately, Mayor Tory and his closest allies have not prioritized this. And I just can't understand in a Canadian city why Toronto doesn't actually invest in a competent snow clearing strategy. And yes, this new contract was promised to be just like the best thing since sliced bread. It would solve every problem. And the reality is that these contractors, I don't believe, have got their act together. They couldn't even supply the trucks they needed. They started using concrete trucks and snapping plows onto them. Like, it's not, and the end result is this. There were, never mind raising standards, there were streets and sidewalks that were not cleared at all after the last snowfall. And I'm not talking about an hour later. I'm talking about days later. There were streets that had been untouched. And that is not acceptable. And I just don't believe that a sternly worded letter from managers at the city is good enough either to address the problem. So the way that contract, those contracts were brought to city council was done in a rushed way. I'm not convinced most councillors even read the reports in detail. And the reason I voted against it is because it wasn't proven that it was actually going to fix all the problems. And the evidence now is that it didn't.
Well, let's hope this Friday it's a different story and that there will be some better news coming out on Saturday once the storm finally stops. Josh Matlow, Toronto City Councillor, and who knows what next. Thank you for being here.
Always a delight. Thank you.